welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Paul Abel.
Well, you've just joined the recording. You've missed the good bit. If you were listening on the internet, shame you weren't here this Sunday morning. Hallelujah. But the title of this message, because I'll give that to you for free if you're listening, is You're Going to Like This. And you need to turn to Deuteronomy 28 and get really excited about the blessing and then get really worried about the cursing. And then we're moving on because we can't repeat it because there's a lot of people glazing over in the room. Right, okay. Hallelujah. See, you didn't need me to talk for that long, did it? So quick there. Right, well, now I'm going to jump to Romans. Okay, Romans chapter 3. And this is fantastic. This really shows, because Jesus didn't come to abolish the law, remember? He said he came to fulfill the law. He came to complete it. He came to make it perfect. And this chapter explains how we get all the blessings that are in the covenant, and we don't have to worry about the curses unless we're deliberately walking away from God and coming out of under our covenant, with our new covenant with God, under the covenant with Jesus, under his blood. Right, anyway, verse 19. Obviously, the law applies to those to whom it was given. Okay? The people in the Old Covenant. Its purpose is to keep people from having excuses and to bring the entire world in judgment before God. In other words, when everybody's dead and they come before God, because it says that just as man is destined to die once and then face judgment, when everybody's dead and they face the Lord God, they can't say, well, I didn't know what was right. I didn't know what was wrong. The Lord will say, yes, you did. I made it very plain. For no one can ever be made right in God's sight by doing what his law commands. For the more we know God's law, the clearer it becomes that we aren't obeying it. Isn't it just like that? The more you read God's word, the more you read his standard, the more you realize you're nowhere near. Hallelujah. Except for the fact that he's placed us there. But now, this is verse 21, God has shown us a different way of being right in his sight. Not by obeying the law, but by the way promised in the scriptures long ago. This was promised before the law came. Even in Genesis, as the people are being cast out and God's pronouncing his judgment, he gives a way that says there will be a way back. Before even the law's come. He talks about the devil's head being stamped on, even though you will bruise his son's heel. Or the son of the woman's heel. Hallelujah. And I tell you, if being crucified is like having a bruised heel, I hate to think what's going to happen to the devil. But now, God has shown us a different way. We are made right in God's sight when we trust in Jesus Christ to take away our sins, and we all can be saved in the same way, no matter who we are or what we've done. That's the good news. No matter who you are or what you've done, you can be saved. All right? And remember, saved, the Greek word for saved is... And sozo means complete salvation, saved, healed, delivered. Saved in your body, saved in your mind, saved in your spirit. It's everything. You get the whole package. Saved in your body, that's sicknesses and diseases dealt with. Saved in your mind, if you've got troubles in your mind, I don't know, dyslexia, dyspraxia, fears, anxiety. It's not right in your mind for some reason. Salvation means healing for your mind. And spirit, salvation is healing for your spirit because you're going to have a place eternally with the Lord. This is the good news. And it's no longer dependent on your obedience because God has shown us a different way of being right in his sight. It says here, we're right in God's sight when we trust in Jesus Christ to take away our sins. And we can all be saved in the same way, no matter who we are or what we've done. This is good news. For all have sinned and fall short of God's glorious standard. Or if you're reading the NIV, it'll say falling short of God's glory. And we all do. But sometimes I do see that verse. It's a verse I had to memorize when I was part of a student discipleship group. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Okay? What a dismal verse to know. And it's totally out of context because just before it says, when we trust in Jesus to take away our sins, we can all be saved. And just after, it says, yet now, God in his gracious kindness declares us not guilty. And we should be guilty. But Christ, through what Christ has done and trusting in him, we're declared not guilty. So we have access to all the blessings of God as if we were walking in the law all the time. Amen. Amen. You're not nearly excited enough, but then we haven't done the blessings yet. But never, so I'll give you three through moments. Anyway, yet now, and he's declared us not guilty. For God sent Jesus to take the punishment for our sins and to satisfy God's anger against us. That's something else we're saved from, you know. We're saved from ourselves. We're saved from sickness. We're saved to God. We're also saved from God. We're saved from the wrath of God. Hallelujah. We are made right with God when we believe that Jesus shed his blood, sacrificing his life for us. God was being entirely fair and just when he did not punish those who sinned in former times. And he is entirely fair and just in this present time when he declares sinners to be right in his sight because they believe in Jesus. Amen? Can we boast then that we've done anything to be accepted by God? No. Because our acquittal is not based on our good deeds, it's based on our faith. So we are made right with God through faith and not by obeying the law. Okay? Now that's good, because once you've got that in your mind, it's not by obeying the law but by our faith in Christ Jesus. What's the faith in Christ Jesus? Just saying, Jesus, thank you that you died for me. Yeah. And accepting that truth and saying, I'm not going his way, I'm going my way. It's so plain in that little bit of Romans there, particularly in that translation, isn't it? Like, oh, is that obvious? Yeah. Is that what it means? And then you come into all the fullness and the goodness of God. Because God's promises never change. So now we can go back to Deuteronomy chapter 28 with a big smile on our face, knowing that unless we walk away completely from Jesus Christ, we just need to worry about the first bit. Is that all right? Hallelujah. You know, you could give me some encouragement up here. You'll get a much better sermon. It's true. Anybody that speaks up here says the same thing. You know, if you've always sat out there and then suddenly you're up here and you're speaking and people say, oh, yeah, come on, oh, that's good. Or like Anne, you might say sick. But you did. And they say, oh, it's so different, isn't it, when people encourage you. It is. It's like, oh, right. It's working together.
Yes. Come on.
Thank you. Oh, no, they're off now.
Bring it on. Come on.
But do let me get a word in. Anyway. So we come back to, if you fully obey the Lord your God by keeping all the commandments I'm giving you today, the Lord your God will exalt you above all nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. But also, from what we've just read, you will experience all these blessings if you believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept that he has forgiven you and transferred you and put you in this place of blessing.
Yes.
You want blessing? Receive blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Right, what blessings is God going to give us? Because there's some good stuff here. Right, let's go through the list. You will be blessed in the towns and the country.
Yes!
Okay? So if you live in a town, you're blessed. If you live in the country, you're blessed. Anywhere else you can go, on a boat, you're still blessed. Hello? It means absolutely everywhere. In the King James, I think it is, or the New King James, it says, you shall see blessing coming upon you and overtaking you. That's actually a better translation.
Yes, yes.
Amen. You'll be trying to, oh, it's coming, it's coming. Smack. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's such blessing available. It's going to be coming up behind you. You have the grace and favor of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You can live in just the mercy and truth, but that's the Old Testament. God has had mercy on you. You know the truth. Now live in the grace and favor.
Yes.
Rather than coming under the law of, I've got to do this, I've got to do this, or I won't get blessed. God just says, I'm going to bless you. Come to me, ask forgiveness, get clean, get washed in the blood. You come to me completely pure and holy.
Yes.
That's why in the temple, when Jesus died, the curtain was torn in two to signify you can come right into God's presence and say, bless me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants you to say, bless me. He doesn't want the bar of chocolate left in the on the shelf. It's not just a bar of chocolate. There's stacks and stacks of stuff there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we're taking hold of them. And I don't want you to let go of them.
Yeah,
I will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right. Yeah, we do fail. Get over it. The wonderful thing is we've got grace and favour.
Yeah.
And choose every day to live in his blessings and his grace and favour. Every day I say, God, bless me today. Increase your blessing upon me today.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave anything on the shelf. I'm not going to have a, oh, woe is me mentality, or I'm just a humble little Christian mentality. That's leaving everything on the shelf. That's actually pride. That's saying God can't bless me. I'm too humble. I'm so humble, I'm full of pride. Oh, hallelujah. And God in heaven, if God can get frustrated, is saying, just open the chocolate. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You want the blessing? You know, blessing means reaping where you haven't sown. That's good, isn't it? That's one of the promises we've already got. But I'm taking that blessing. I want to reap where I've not sown. Blessing also means reaping where you haven't sown, but reaping a great harvest where you have sown. Amen? You know, I'm blessed to possess. To possess all the blessings of God.
Amen.
So if you're going to possess, you've got to know what you're taking hold of, haven't you? Otherwise, you won't know what you're blessed in. How are you going to be blessed if you don't know what you want? What do you want from God? What do you want God to do? Or are you just drifting through, waiting for something? Are you actively seeking daily the blessing of God on everything you have? Well, that's what we're going to see in this chapter. This is where God wants to bless you, wants to bless you, wants to bless you. And God's saying, come on, open the chocolate. God's favour is upon you. In other words, you're one of his favourites.
Yes.
He doesn't have any favourites because everybody's his favourite, but he is you're his favourite, if you make makes sense, I think. I'm going to possess everything that my father's generation missed. Because I know there's a lot more than what's gone before. Amen. I'm going to possess. I'm going to go into the promised land. I'm going to have everything in the promised land. There was a whole bunch of people that got too scared of the giants in the land, got too intimidated by the atmosphere, too intimidated by what people were saying around them, or even what people were they thought people were thinking around them, and they didn't take hold of the blessing of the land. They wandered 40 years in a desert. I don't want to wander 40 years in a desert. It's boring going around in circles. I want to go in. And God is saying, this is a time. These are days of favour. I'm telling you, now is the day of God. Now is the day of favour. Now is the day of salvation. I'm telling you, that scripture is true. Amen. It's time of favour. It's time of salvation. But we have to take hold of the blessing. Okay? You're one of God's favourites. Why? Because in blessing, you can go and bless others. So you can go and sow blessing. So that you can be generous. You know, when the blessing, it's what you're sowing out there. You're sowing generosity. You're sowing into other people's lives. That's what's going to catch you up and overtake you.
Yeah.
So if it really is going to go smack, what actually are you sowing into your blessing? What actually are you reaping to sow? It's coming up behind you. Yeah, the blessing will come upon you. But it's what you do with the blessing that determines how it will overtake, and what will overtake. Amen? It's a bit like healing. If you don't believe in healing, you won't get healed. Or at least, you know, and I'm not saying, oh, I haven't got enough faith, because as you know, if you've listened here before, I'm saying, you know, walking to the front can be your step of faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's enough. It's not like large faith. But if you don't believe it ever happens, it does make it very difficult for that avenue to open. Actually, God can come in his grace and overall, absolutely everything. But generally speaking, if you don't believe something, it's not going to happen. If you don't believe that when you lay hands on the sick, they'll get well, you're very unlikely to lay hands on the sick. Hallelujah. Or raise the dead, or cleanse the lepers, and all the other amazing things that are in the Gospels for us to see happen. You're sort of tentatively stepping in to heal the sick, and then you suddenly think, oh, cleanse the lepers and raise the dead. And yet, when Jesus sent out the disciples on the first ever mission, he said, oh, and raise the dead, cast out the demons. It was their first lesson. Why was it their first lesson? Because it's easy. As long as you trust in the Lord, as long as you do it in his strength, it's easy. It's not mysterious. Just do it. Oh, hallelujah. You know, we need to sow so that what overtakes us is awesome. It's only what you give away. It's only really, yeah, it is. It's only what you give away that's eternal.
Yes.
What you give away is what you're sowing into your future of eternity. What you say, you reap. What are you sowing in what you say? Do you speak positively about the church around you? Do you speak good things about the people around you? Or do you moan and complain sometimes? What's coming up behind you? What's coming up to overtake you? Hallelujah. Will you be happy when it catches you up? So you're blessed in the country. You're blessed in the towns. You will be blessed with many children. That's a word for you if you want children. If you're talking about spiritual children, that's for all of us. You'll be blessed with many children and productive fields. You're supposed to be productive. You're supposed to be prosperous.
Yes.
You're supposed to be fruitful.
Yes.
You're blessed in everything you produce. It says in another translation, you will be blessed in everything you put your hand to. Do you expect when you cook the dinner or you wash the dishes or whatever you do, do you expect blessing?
Yes.
When you drive in the car into town, do you expect blessing?
Yes.
Or do you say, oh, I'm never going to get parked? You've got a blessing.
Yes.
Expect a parking space.
Yes.
It's a stupid little thing, but expect it. You want blessing. Hallelujah, this blessing for you. It's time to unload the equipment from the trailer. Do you say, oh, I bet it's going to rain this morning, or do you expect good weather? Hallelujah. Last night as I drove in the rain, to God, I was saying, stop. I expect blessing, and we unloaded in the dry. It wasn't raining when we unloaded the trailer. And actually, you'll find it very difficult to remember a Sunday morning, even since we started, when it was raining and we had to unload the trailer. It was raining this morning, and we didn't have to unload the trailer, because it was already here. Hallelujah. I mean, it's a daft little thing, isn't it? But we're talking about God wanting to bless you in every single possible way. You know, when you go shopping, you're blessed because you find the bargains.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When you seek healing from the Lord, you're blessed because God heals you. You don't have to hope that your sort of divine lottery number comes up today and you're the one that gets it. Jesus said he healed all that came to him. Are we seeing everybody healed here at the moment? No. But we will. We're moving forward. You know, we can pray for 1,000 people, and even if we prayed for 1,000 and they didn't get healed, and that's not the case. You know, we've got testimonies, you heard one last week, of people being healed.
Yeah.
You know, even if it was the case, what are we going to do? Carry on doing it. It's a command from the Lord. If you don't pray, you won't see. Amen? And in this place, God wants to release blessing this morning. If you've come seeking healing this morning, God wants to bless you. What does he want to bless you with? Health. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's jump through this chapter. No, we're not jumping through. It's good. What are you sowing into your life? There's another one. In terms of what's going to come and overtake you. What are you sowing in spending time with the Lord and spending time in the Word? Don't let others just be the only people that sow into your life. If Sunday morning is the only thing that's sowing into your life, what else is being sown in? You've got newspapers and television and all that stuff. It's all going in there. Get into this. Because you want it to come and overtake you.
Yes.
And then all the stuff in here is good. So, you know, wow, it's coming.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you're called to be productive. In the town, in the country. You'll be blessed with many children and productive fields. You'll be blessed with fertile herds and flocks. Hallelujah. You will be blessed with baskets overflowing with fruit and kneading bowls filled with bread. I mean, it all talks of produce, production, prosper. You know, do I believe in a prosperity gospel? Yes, I do, because God says bless. I'm not just after money. I've already saying we want to be blessed so that we can bless others. We want God to be generous to us so we can be generous to others. Hallelujah. And to see God move in this nation amongst churches, those churches will require money.
Yes.
It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. It's not money that's evil. God blesses his people with what they need.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Even if it's a parking space. Hallelujah. So how are you going to get productive? How are you going to be productive? How are you going to take hold of this blessing? I'm just going to give you a few things here. Five, I think. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, five things. Very quick on how to be productive. One, get good relationships. And do you know what? Good relationships within the body of Christ is your responsibility. You're all adults. It's your job, if you're feeling lonely, to ask somebody to say, can we have a cup of coffee? I mean, yes, we look out for one another, and there are times when people are suffering and hurting, and we go to them. But generally speaking, we're all adults. We don't go around saying, oh, nobody's ever invited me to their house. Go and ask somebody. Invite them to your house. You want friends? Be a friend. Relationships are our responsibility. We're all adults. We haven't even got life groups at the moment. Praise the Lord. Go to anybody's house you want to. Go at any time you want to and have fun together.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Right.
Why do we need a structure that says Wednesday nights when we get together? Hallelujah. Let's look out for one another and be responsible for ourselves and form good relationships where we know that person encourages me. I need to spend time with them. I'm going to be their friend.
Yes.
Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And we need a good relationship. And I'm going to be a little bit of a cheat here. Who's responsible for your relationship with me? I am, and you are. But it's a lot easier for you because there's an awful lot of you. Hallelujah. But plug in. So good relationships is one. The second one is get pregnant. Whoa, she wants that baby. Now, it's unusual to see Elka that red. Oh, you're positively glowing. It must be warm sitting next to you. Anyway, get pregnant. Get impregnated with what God is doing, men and women. The fresh oil, the fire. Get there. Get into it. Get full. Don't sort of wait, I wonder if God's going to do it to me. I want that, Lord.
Yes.
Get pregnant. So, good relationships, get pregnant. Three, plan. What are you doing with your life? Where are you going? What is the Lord saying to you? Okay? Plan. Don't just wander through, hoping that one day something will happen. Right, what's going to happen? How are you getting plugged in with your fellow Christians? How are you getting plugged in with the church? What are you sowing into church so that something brilliant is going to overtake you? Amen? Now, there's seasons within that, so don't hear me wrong or get into a panic, but plan. The next one is dream. Dream big. All right? When you're planning, don't have a tiny little plan. Have a big plan, because I've got a big God. All right? Get vision. Get plugged into the vision of Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. We've got a big vision. We want to see Scarborough change that influences Yorkshire, that influences the nation, that influences the world. You can't get bigger than that unless we plant a church on the moon. Which, if they start landing a base on there, maybe we'll get in our vision. Hallelujah. Think big. Dream big. Right, what does God want? Because God says, actually, I'll do more than you can dream.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But if you've got a tiny, tiddly, squat dream, that's not very much. Dream big. It's God it's dependent on God, not you, for you to have big events. See things happen. Dream big. Good relationships, get pregnant, plan, dream, and five. Where did two come from? I even did my fifth finger there. Must have read it backwards. Five, know that you're planted in good soil.
Yes.
That's a nice one, that one, because you don't have to do anything about it particularly, other than make sure you get those roots firmly down in the soil. Kingdom Faith Yorkshire is good soil.
Amen.
Amen. If you're visiting us today in your local church, make sure you've got good soil and get planted into there and receive from God and receive from the leadership there, receive from the word in your church and get blessed.
Yes.
Amen. There you are. That's the five thoughts. Good relationships, get pregnant, plan, dream, and know that you're in good soil. So get the roots down deep. Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just have a look at the rest of these blessings. I've got a little bit distracted here. You will be blessed wherever you go. That's pretty good. Both in coming and in going. Expect blessing wherever you are. Speak blessing wherever you are. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. Things come against you, the Lord will deal with it. They will attack you from one direction, but scatter in seven. Doesn't say nothing will ever happen that's not good. It does say you will get attacked. All right? So don't have a faith crisis because something bad's happening. You think, oh, praise God, they're going to scatter in seven. I'm going to have another story for the Lord. Hallelujah. That might sound a bit trivial, but believe me, what I've been through, it's not. I know what it's like. Hallelujah. The Lord will bless you. Verse 8, the Lord will bless everything you do. So he will bless you everywhere you go and bless everything that you do.
Yes,
I mean, you can't get more than this. We'll fill your storehouses with grain. I mean, if that doesn't talk of being prosperous, what does?
Yes.
Hey? Then the Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you.
Yes.
You need to buy a house? Ask the Lord for one.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. We need to have a faith expectation of owning land.
Yes.
Amen. If you obey the commands of your Lord your God and walk in his ways, the Lord will establish, oh, this is for us together, will establish you as his holy people.
Yes.
Yes.
He will make you stand firm. He will make you stand upright. We will be a sign in Scarborough, in Yorkshire, in the nation, for people to see that God is faithful.
Yes.
Amen. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by God, and they will stand in awe of you. Now, do you believe that?
Yes.
Or do you think it's just a promise for the big shot churches?
No.
We are a big shot church.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you look out, do you see 10 people or do you see 1,000?
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah. Some of the people in the church have had visions of angels in this room, and they say they look round and every blank chair is filled with an angel.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Quite interesting. Two separate people had the same vision. They saw them all stacked up around in here and flying. I've never seen them. And flying around up here.
Yes.
Why would there be angels here? Because they see a people who want to make a difference.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
They see a people who want to take hold of the bar of chocolate.
Yes.
They want to unwrap the bar of chocolate and stuff it in their mouths.
Yes.
This is one of the few times when you can pig out and it's holy.
Yes.
Pig out on the blessing of God. Okay, I'm using vulgar language to get it over, but pig out on God.
Yes,
he doesn't want you to diet on his blessing.
Yes.
It's not for you to choose, I'll just have that little bit. God says, I've given it all to you.
Yes.
You can't pick all, oh, just a little tiny bit there. Thank you. It's... Hallelujah.
Yeah,
then you will see all the nations of the world. The Lord will give you, this is verse 11, the Lord will give you an abundance of good things. I mean, I'm sorry, you can't get away from it, can you? This is just the word here. Do you want an abundance of good things?
Yes.
It's yours. Claim it. Claim the blessing. He swore to give you your ancestors, many children, numerous livestock and abundant crops.
Yes.
Just translate that into 21st century. The Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens to bless all the work you do. Think of that over the church when you're praying into the church, when you're sowing into the church because you want the blessing to come up behind you and overtake you. So you're praying into the life of this church. You're praying for me. You're praying for the leadership. You're praying for one another because you want blessing to come up and overtake you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But think of that wonderful promise there where it says, the Lord, where has it gone? I've lost it now. The Lord will send rain at the proper time of his rich harvest and bless in all the work you do. Hallelujah. Another translation talks about he will open the heavens.
Yes.
How does that sound?
Yes.
There is an open heaven over this place. Why are people being touched by the Lord? Because there's an open heaven.
Yes.
It's just a place of access. Why is there an open heaven here? Because you get an open heaven where people believe.
Yes.
It's not that God has chosen Scarborough Library as such. It's just that there's people meeting here who believe. So the blessing comes down.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What do you want to be blessed in? What do you want? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord will send rain. If you listen to these commands of the Lord your God and obey them carefully, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always have the upper hand. We're not supposed to be, pardon me, we're not supposed to be the underdog. We walk down the streets of Scarborough or Langtoft or Foxholes or Driftfield or Beverley with a bit of a swagger. This belongs to my God. Hallelujah. And I'm one of his sons.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about going into the shops and saying, ha. But there is a little bit of that, you know. This belongs to my Father.
Yes.
And he's given it to me. I walk across Valley Bridge, you know, because it's just great. And I just walk across there thinking, this is mine. This town is mine. I go up on Oliver's Mountain, I look at it and think, this belongs to me. This belongs to our church. This belongs to my Father, and he's given it to us.
Yes.
Yeah? The alternative is to have a little tiny sort of, oh, ever so humble. well, we're here, but we're not really in the world, you know, we're waiting for our heavenly place, and the sooner it's over, the better. No, we've got a job to do.
Yes.
We have a destiny, and we have a purpose. Yes. Amen?
Yes.
Are you getting something from today?
Yes.
Are you going to take hold of these blessings?
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to wrap up in a minute because you need an opportunity to receive blessing, and we're going to pray for anybody that's come specifically seeking blessing in terms of receiving the Holy Spirit or needing healing this morning. We're going to do that right as we finish, just after we've taken up our offering. But the very last bit I come to here, just before the curses for disobedience, is you must not turn away from any of the commands I'm giving you today to follow any other gods and worship them. And I'm sorry, but that bit still stands.
Yes.
You turn away from the Lord Jesus, you can't have all this. Sorry. If you want it, follow him.
Yes.
He'll give you everything you need to follow him. He'll grace you to do that. Turn aside means, I looked it up. No, that's the word, sir, not the earlier one. Beg your pardon. Turn aside means cut off or remove or separate or strip away or take off. Or more worryingly, wander away. Do not wander away from your God. Or withdraw. Do not withdraw. Do not sort of distance yourself a little bit in meetings thinking, well, I'll just see. You know, people sometimes go to meetings and you feel so sorry for them. You know, it's like a call forward for something, and it's something they want. Maybe it's healing or maybe it's anointing, whatever it is. But they sit at the back and they wait to see. And then they wonder why they don't experience anything. Well, it just tells you there, don't withdraw.
Yes.
You have to press in to God.
Yes.
You have to take hold of God. That's what faith is. It's not difficult. You can just step forward. That's what faith is. But the opposite of faith is just to wait and see. Now, God might suddenly sovereignly come down and knock you off your feet, but normally, if you withdraw, you won't know the presence of God. You won't experience the presence of God. Pastor Les, who runs Kingdom Faith London, was over in Lakeland a little while ago. You know, the Florida revival thing. And I was talking to him on the phone, and he said, it's just amazing what's happening there. You know, the presence of God is awesome. A bit like it is here, really.
Yes.
And, but he just said something that just made me realize that even there, okay, he said that numerous times in the worship, he said if you went to the front of the room, it was different than if you're at the back of that big tent. Because when you're at the front, you see a whole bunch of people who are pressing in. And at the back, you tend to be more with the people who are withdrawing and waiting to see whether this is good or not. And then they did, on one night, it was the night they were leaving, they did like, I think we've done it up here once, like a tunnel of prayer. You know, Todd Bentley prayed for all his leaders, and then the interns, I think it was, and then they made a tunnel just to pray for everybody as they walked through, a tunnel of glory or whatever they call it. And Pastor Les said, as he went towards it, he knew he had a choice. He could either say, yes, I want everything that's going, or he could walk through sort of with a little bit of reserve, just saying, right, is this okay? Is this okay? He decided that he'd go for everything that God was giving him. He said they laid him out on chairs afterwards. He said that they had to leave soon after that, and they stopped at a Wendy's or something like that for a hamburger. And he said, in this queue and buying them, they were still shaking and laughing. He said, they must have thought we were mad. He just stepped in and wanted everything.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's the secret. Even this morning, step in and say, well, I won't just think about this message. I want the blessings.
Yes.
I want the blessings.
Yes.
I want the blessings.
Yes.
Amen. When you give in the offering or something like that, and if you're a guest, don't feel compelled. When you give in the offering, you say, I give, but I want the blessings.
Yes.
I want something amazing to come back and overtake me.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm not preaching for a big offering, because the offerings are great in this church. We are so blessed. People are so fantastic at giving. But I want you also to realize that as you give, there's something coming up behind you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To overtake you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You so generously. That's probably why God was talking to you the other night about how, you know, he's going to bless you and prosper you and fight, you know, and everything. It's probably because you're a generous man. And so it's coming up to overtake you.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Abundance.
Amen. Right, let's stand up, shall we? Hallelujah. If the worship team could go to the front. Have you got a fairly lively song there? Because what I want you to do is during this song, we're going to take the offering up during the song as well, but it's like you're going to be sowing and receiving at the same time. As you sow into the offering, or it might not be the week that you give, that's fine. No, I don't make a law out of it. But as you sow into the offering, receive the blessing. And I want you to start, in the song even, be receiving what you need. All right, so what do you want? You won't get what you want if you don't ask. And then as the song, as we've taken up the offering, I'm going to give a call forward for all of those of you who are seeking fresh oil from the Holy Spirit this morning, or seeking healing from the Holy Spirit. I don't think God's, well, he might change it, you never know. I haven't got any words of knowledge that God's given me in advance this morning for healing, but I know God wants to heal, and I know God wants fresh oil. And you can just come after we've taken the offering and stand along the front.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.